You'd think I'd get the hang of it. And I do it 10 times in a row, you know?
Officially a Jack or a John?
Oh, yeah.
Officially Jack?
That's my real name. It's a bit odd for folks born in my year, I know. A lot of Jacks these days.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be, but not a lot when I was born.
Mm-mm. So, where would you like to start? You can start at the beginning of your story, or you can start with what brings you in today, or?
Well, I guess I'd like to say first, the thing I'd like the most, if you could do for me, is I have a lot to say, too much.
Mm-hmm.
I talk too much, and so if I start to say a thing, you think you know what I mean, just cut me off and, you know, say what you think I mean to say,
okay.
And if I start to say something that you think I might want to say but don't need to say, you know, it's not why I'm here, just cut me off. It might feel rude, but I would thank you. So, what else? I guess I can talk in an odd way. You might feel like I just want to play a game, you know, like that game where you know, you make the words with your hands, and folks try to guess what word you mean.
And that,
right, that's the one. I don't mean to do that. Well, I did just there to tell the truth. But, you know, as a rule, it's more that I don't like to use a word if I'm not sure I know what it means. So, but where to start? I don't know.
Would it be easier if I interrogate you at first?
Sure, let's try that.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, let's start at the beginning. With the pregnancy and delivery, are there any concerns about that?
No, I don't think so. I have read my whole file, which is quite thick.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't think so.
Okay. And no complications that you know of. How about eating as a child?
Oh, yes. And you might say, not just as a child.
Mm-hmm.
I eat like 4 things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I like wheat. I like milk, or, you know, things made, cheese, but, yeah, I don't like small green things in my food, and, you know, it's more the feel of things than the taste.
I was very much like that myself. Still am somewhat. How about sleep? Have you had sleep problems in your life?
Oh, yes, that's a big one. I have, that thing where you don't sleep, you know, it's not just out of phase, but, you know, I wake up at 3 on one day, and then I wake up on 2 the next day, and then I wake up on 1 the next day, and so on. And so, at times, it's hard if I want to, you know, talk to folks or make a phone call or, you know, I live a life that's quite cut off from most folks, so it's not as much of a thing as it could be, but, it's quite strong.
Mm-hmm. Do you try to sleep on a schedule, or do you do what your body feels like?
I used to try. I don't. Not now. Yeah. But, I don't know. It might not be right for you to just ask me things. There's, the thing is, there's a lot of things like this. It just goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
So, we might not get to, the things that I think we should.
Well, what if we made an agreement that I'll ask you things for about 15 minutes so I get the basics, and then we'll give you the floor again and make sure that you get half an hour of time to talk about what you think is more important.
Right. Okay. Try to go fast, though, and, you know, do cut me off.
Okay. How about health problems?
Yeah. Well, what do you mean, health?
Anything physical, like you mentioned you have allergies.
Yeah, a bit.
Anything else? Anything you're taking medication for? Any
hospitalizations? Yeah, I have the thing where, you know, you, squirrel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I take a thing for that, I wrote it there.
Mm-hmm.
But
no diabetes? No.
No.
Nothing like that. Okay.
No, my spine's a bit off. It's a bit bent, but not so you'd notice. What else? I walk on my toes. I guess that's not what you mean. No.
Okay. Did you have differences in your motor development when you were little? Did you sit up on time, walk on time?
I don't know if it was on time. I learned to crawl the wrong way around, so I'd go back, you know? Learned to talk too fast. Had my folks say they were told, you know, at this age, your child should know 10 words. And so they sat down with me and they made a list of all the words I knew. And I don't know the sum, but it was high. I put a check there with the words thing on one form. I know it might not sound like that. I do reach for words, but I do know words. They come to mind. I don't want to use them. But that's not why I put the check. I put it there. I'm too good with words. That's the thing. Not just in a way like you'd list in strengths, like a thing to feel good about, but too good.
How do you feel your coordination is? You know, can you ride a bike? Can you?
I can ride a bike.
Catch a ball.
No, I mean, I'm not slow in that way, but I'm poor, quite poor.
How about fine motor, like writing, sewing?
Oh, that's worse.
When you were little, and you were seen by doctors, were you diagnosed with something at that point, or when you were a toddler?
No, but my folks, you know, they were the type of folks who don't like to put a word to how their child is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad word.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have been, if not for that.
At what point did you start getting treatment for some psychological or psychiatric condition?
I can't say. So young, I can't say. And I don't know what it was. Things go by, you know.
Sure.
They try this, they try that, they say this, they say that. No one seemed to know. I'd go to a guy and he'd say, well, there's a thing a bit odd, but I don't know what it is. This guy might know. And so on.
Okay, you mentioned you had a head injury in 1989, was it? Or?
It says so in my file. My mom says she shrugs. I don't know what it was, but it did say that I fell and I hit my head on, I don't know.
Do you use alcohol or?
No, I'm not drawn to that sort of thing, you know, because, you know, it makes the fog dense. I want to make the fog go away.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Do you have any history of being abused?
No.
Yourself?
But I did have night fears.
Mm-hmm.
When I was less than 1 year old, I think I had strong night fears, or, you know, I'd scream and cry, and my folks would try to wake me up, but I can't wake up, and so they take me, you know, they turn on the, you know, to get me wet, to snap me out. But I think that might be a thing. I don't, in my head, I can't go back and see it. I just know this because they tell me, but it seems like that might be a thing to look at.
Are you sensitive to any sounds or smells or sights?
Well, all smells and sounds and sights, in a way. But not this one or that one. But I like to have the lights off in my house. It's all dark. There's no light.
You have very light-colored eyes. You might be sensitive to light, like I am.
Oh, you know, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You might be right.
On the other hand, are you a sensory seeker? Like, do you like to push or crash into things? Or?
Not that. But I do like to be moved. When I was a tot, my folks would say, you can't sleep. Let's put him in the car and drive, and that would make me go to sleep. And I like rides, you know. And I like, I like to go where there's lots of lights and sounds and so on. It makes it hard to think, but I like it. But it does make it hard to think, and in a weird way. Like, once I was at a park, like, not with rides, but slides and such, and I had a book, and I tried to read, but it was hard. And why? It was too bright. It was too loud. And it was white noise, you know. But the white noise, the bright light, it made it hard to read. And I thought, that's odd, but it's true. So.
Do you think your eating is a problem, or are you content with your...
No, that's fine. No, I mean, that's just a day-to-day thing. I don't mind that.
So, now I'm going to ask you about previous history. So, you've been seen here, Sam told me.
Well, not here, but where here used to be.
And who did you work with? Do you remember anyone in particular?
Oh, I'm not good with names.
That's all right if you don't.
It's the guy who runs this place.
Andy Paulson?
Yeah. I tried to see him, but they say he lives off in, so.
And did you do therapy where you came every, or where people came to your house and did therapy?
No. I did the thing where, you know, you do this and this and this to learn to read. That worked quite well. Too well. It had a, there were, you know, they say, I've heard this with, not with that, but with things like that, that don't do too much, or, you know, like that fish that gets too big, right? But it's true. I thought, oh, what harm could it do to do too much? But they say it makes kids get a bit, what do they say? You know, they feel strange. They get all riled up or sad or, you know, it brings things out. And it's true. It's not clear why. I think I might know, but it's, there's a lot of small bits to it. It would take too long to say. But, so I think that, I did that and, crossed the line. And I learned to read. I went from can't read, not at all, to, you know, reads the best of all the kids in the class. Just like that. But at the same time, I went from nice kid, smiles, laughs a lot, to quiet. Has a look in his eyes, you know, like you can see my mom, she'd take shots of me, and in them you can see in my eyes, I'd, it's sort of, you could tell, I could see, like, I'd look in, like, at you, in a way, I don't know, it's hard to say, but there's a thing, and it stuck around.
Did you ever have group therapy that you remember?
No.
Did you guys have family therapy?
No.
And did you ever have inpatient psychiatric therapy where you were at the hospital for a week?
Or? No. No.
But you had psychiatric evals.
Oh, sure.
And who is your psychiatrist now?
Oh.
I wrote it down here somewhere.
I don't know her name. She's new. I saw her. I've seen her once. Oh, that's what it meant. I wrote the wrong name there.
Oh, well, maybe not, because it asks for your just regular physician, not one,
oh,
right?
Oh, that's what I wrote.
Okay. So, all right. So, but do you know where your psychiatrist is? Is it?
She's got her own place. It's, I don't know. No. But she's new. I've seen a lot of them.
Yeah. Is it just, I'm going to shoot, take a shot in the dark? It's not Sylvia Carmani Moe, is it?
Oh, it is. How did you know?
Well, because she is a female psychiatrist who's new and has her own place.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, you're a quick one.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's the one. I think she's good.
Good. All right. Well, we will, if you don't mind, I know I said there's nothing more to sign, but I'll get you to sign a release for her.
Sure. I mean, I don't know what she can tell you.
Yeah, no, probably not important yet, but eventually.
But sure. Yeah, I'd like you two to talk.
Good. Okay.
So, I've got lots of things. You folks, or folks like her, they do give me words from time to time to say how I am.
Mm-hmm. That's all you have to know on that one.
Date of birth. It's not that I don't know it. I just, it's hard to write it. I'm not good with a pen. I type very well, but I'm not good with a pen at all.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask you a couple more, and then it's your turn.
Okay.
That's the deal.
I gotcha.
Okay, so how about, have you thought about hurting yourself?
No.
How about other people?
Not as such, but that's a thing we'll get to.
Okay.
They ask that, and I say, no, but I feel like they don't hear me.
Well, do you want to talk about that now before we move on to...
Well, what else is there?
Okay, we're almost ready for your turn. Okay, so tell me about schooling.
Oh, I was too smart, you know. So my folks tried to make things so I could be, you know, in this grade for this or that grade for that or, you know, but in the end, they took me out of school for the best, I think. Well, to tell the truth, they said they were, that they said, you know, just do this grade, you know, the fifth grade, and then we'll be done. And I said, you know what? No, I won't go. And that was that.
Okay, and so have you had any kind of formal schooling since?
Yes. I went to a school for sound. I've got a thing in some sound thing. I don't use it.
Do you mean like a sound engineering?
Yeah, that's the one.
Did you ever get a GED or any kind of
thing? No. No need.
No need because you could go ahead and pursue what you wanted to do without me.
Yeah.
How was that experience getting the sound degree?
Oh, I don't know. A bit of a drag. I went there. Why? Well, not too much work.
Mm-hmm.
That was all. Not so much I liked sound. Though I'm glad I went.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's not me, I guess.
When you were in school, were you a behavior issue? Fighting?
Well, you know, I'd say things out of turn.
Mm-hmm.
I'd point out bits that, you know, they got wrong or just make jokes, but no.
I have that problem too, making jokes at the wrong time.
Sure. Oh, sure.
Okay, so do you work now?
No.
Would you like to?
No.
Have you ever worked?
Not the jobs I've seen. Yes, a small bit.
And it's been a bad enough experience that...
Well, I like to think my own thoughts, you know. I like to have my own time. That's all I need. Mm-hmm. But I do get a bit cross if I don't get it. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, and so how do you support yourself?
Oh, well, I'm on the dole, so... Mm-hmm. You know, for brain stuff. Mm-hmm. You fill in the forms. That's all it takes.
Mm-hmm. And who do you live with?
No one.
And you like that? Okay. Because that lets you think your own thoughts.
Right.
And what's your relationship with your family now?
Fine. They're like friends. I don't see them too much. But they live in town. I guess I say I see them, oh, you know, one of them once a week. My dad or my mom or, you know.
Do you have any siblings?
One.
How old is he or she?
3 years less than me. And it's a he. He's a nice guy. Not like me at all. He's quite tall. And, you know, he fights fires and writes plays and he does it all. Well, now that I say that, he is a bit like me, I guess. I do it all too, but, not in the same way. He's more, you know, he acts and plays, but he writes and, you know, he draws. But he draws, like, nice things. He draws well. You know, he's got the right hands. I draw too, but I draw more cute things or odd things, you know?
What's the thing?
Well, here's the thing. And at the start, when I said the way I talk, it may seem like I'm trying, like I want to play a game. I said that's not it. That might have been a lie in a small way. It's not a lie at its heart, but I don't talk the way I talk when I'm here, when I'm not here, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But I have a thing where, and we'll get to this, I'm sure, I have the thing where, you know, there's two yous. There's the you show the world, and there's the one where, you know, it's in your head. So, and we have a way where when we're with folks, we say what they want to hear, or what we've said when we've been asked, what they ask us, but not, it's not what we feel. So, to make it so I have to say a new thing, at least, I make it so I can't use some words. I have to speak in a way where, you know, and that's one thing. Thing two, I talk too much. So the more you say, the less you say. So.
And that's part of the...
But so, you want to know his name. I can't say it. It's too long.
Okay. So, and that's okay with me. And I can refer to him as your brother.
Sounds good.
I have one more question, and that's your turn.
Oh.
Have you been arrested or gone to jail or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right. It's your turn.
Right. So... The thing I just said, where you have two folks. You know the name of the thing I mean?
The thing you said where you have two folks, there's two yous?
Right. Not in like the way where, you know, like it's split, but where it's more like, not like twins, you know, mm-hmm. so to speak, but like the thing where in the womb, one twin eats the one that's, and so there's one in the one that comes out, you know,
mm-hmm.
like that. And I don't quite know. I don't know if it's quite right to use the word that I think is the word for it. I don't think it might be what it is, but still, if so, I don't think that you folks quite know what that is. I've read things that talk, that say how it works. I don't think they're quite right. Not for all folks. For some folks, it might be for the folks you tend to see that it's right, but for folks like me who I think you don't tend to see. Who tend to be who the world tends not to see. And not in the way that, you know, oh, no one sees me, I'm so, you know, small or bland or not like that, but like we can hide, you know? But they'll say, like, you know, folks like me, it's like our mind is a house, you know, and we lock the door. So there's a, or if we let folks in, we let them in to the front room, but not to the back room. Like there's a door you can't see in our house that goes to a house in the house, and we don't let folks in. And they say, you know, you should let folks in. It's safe, you know, we're your friends. And it's a hard thing to talk to say, but I don't think they know. It's not so much for me, at least. It's not so much that that I'm scared for the house. I'm scared for the folks, you know?
Mm-hmm. Are you scared for what we'd find if we saw the rest of the house, or what we'd think?
I'm scared you might not come back out.
Because you might think the way you think?
It could be. I think that might be why I think the way I think, is I read or heard or, you know, lots of things that I picked it up from folks like me in the back of my mind.
Mm-hmm. Are you afraid a lot? A lot of
No, less than most folks, in fact, I think. But I don't want to lie to you. It's not as though I'm scared in the way, like, you know, I need a drug for it or that sort of thing. No, I don't, I'm not prone to that. But I don't quite know what to do. And I like to think I'm a nice guy. But I think too that I might have the thing where folks who don't know you too well, they like you. They think you're nice or you're a cool guy or, you know, but folks who do know you know that, you know, not that you're bad per se, but that you're not what you seem to be. That there's a thing to the way you show yourself that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And no one has told me that's what I have, but I feel like it might be that I'm just so good at it that they can't see. And I wrote on there, one of my dad's kin had a thing, he went mad and hurt folks. I don't know too much, but they had to drug it out of him, you know. I mean, we frown on that, but it was quite bad. And the thing is, my dad's folks, they're from down south and we don't get on well, but they're smart. They are smart. Like, my dad, he's the web guy for the big school here. You know, he's a smart guy. He's not dumb. And so too with the rest of them. But they say that the one who went mad, they say he was the smart one. And that makes you think. And I feel like if I went mad like he did, then no one would stop me. You know? That no one would see. And some, you know, when I tell folks these things, I feel like, you know, I want to tell them that I'm bad so that they know, you know, or that I might be bad, or that there's a thing in me that's bad. But they don't, it's a hard thing to tell folks, you know? The more you tell them, the more they think that you're a nice guy, you know?
Do you know what the bad thing might be?
Yes and no. I have a name for it, but I can't say it, and I don't think I can find a way to make you say it. I don't think it's a word you know. I don't think of it as an it. I think of it as a her. And I know that this is, I think, in large part, the thing with the two U's, you know, where you split yourself. So, like, you know, you have needs, but they're split off from the you that you feel is you. So, she has that tilt to her, but it's not just that. And I don't know. I go back and forth. At times, I feel like she's more real than she should be. Like she's smart. And it's not just in the way that, you know, how some folks might have a thing they can't solve, and so they think, you know, oh well, and they put it out of their mind, and then, oh, they know how to do it. And where did that come from? You know, it came from your brain, of course, but not in the way that you could see it. So, you know, sure, that's the way things are, I know that, but there's things that part of your brain can't do, that only the part that can see things can do. And the part that can see things, one of the things that it can do is lie. And I feel like she can lie. And I don't know how that can be the case.
Can the other part lie?
Which part?
The part that isn't her. The more...
The me part?
Me, you, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's me and her, and then there's just sort of brain. You know, just brain that does, you know, math or knows facts or whatnot. That part can't lie. I can lie. She can lie. But she's not me.
Can she lie in a way that's frightening to you? Compared to the way you can lie? Or worry you?
Well, I can lie quite well. But yeah, she's good. She's too smart for me. I feel like, you know, she's always one step, you know. But at the same time, it's not like I think she's real. Not quite. It's sort of on the edge. Like, if what makes a man not be a beast is a sort of twist in his mind, and so, like, a dog is just like, you know, a line, whereas, you know, folks like us are like this twist, I feel like I might have maybe one twist and a half, which in a way seems like a stuck up thing to say, I know, and in a way seems like it might be, you know, like it might scare you to have that, like the thing I said with the twins that where one eats the new one or whatnot. But it's some of both, I think. I don't know if that's true, but I feel like it might be. Like, I can't hear her thoughts, you know? It's not like I hear a voice. I don't. And it's not like I feel like there are strings on me, you know? But I think there are. I can't feel them, but I think they're there. But I feel like She can see me, but I can't see her. I don't know. It might just be a thing that I think and not, but I don't, it's hard to get a grip on. In a way, it seems worse if she's not, you know, it seems worse if she is just me and I'm just wrong. If that's how it is, then it means there's no cure in a way, you know? But that's not quite the thing. What made me come in, I think, in some part, is I see her, it seems like it's not just me, you know? Like, she's not quite in me in the way that I tried to say just now, but at the same time, it's not just me she's in. And so, there's a sort of, like if you have a bunch of folks in a room with masks, and they say things in the same voice, so no one knows who said what, and so, you know, they talk, but in an odd way, it can feel like there's that she's in the room when she's not there at all. Like that board game where you put your hands on the thing, slide it, and the ghost spells words or whatnot. But not, right, that. But it's not like we do this in a way that...
Let me step you back a step. You said, I think I came in here today because...
Right, well, it's hard to say, but, this is a sort of a sketch of it. It's like folks like me are the folks in the room, but we don't know we're there. When we talk, we don't think of it as that. We think of it as art for the most part, you know, like songs and books and things. And it just comes out. It's a way to get it out of our heads. But it just makes it worse because it goes, you know, the next guy just has more to put into his head. And each time he goes through this, it gets, there's more bits of it, and it gets more sharp, you know? There's a thing where, you know what I mean. I don't know. There's more I could say, but I don't know if I'm sure of it. I think that's what I meant to say.
Okay, so we're getting close to the end. Is there anything else in particular you want to talk about today, or things that brought you in, or...
Oh, well, there's a thing I meant to bring. I put some songs on a disc that I feel like might say it in a way I can't, or that show what I mean. But I don't know really if it's a good thing to do. It seems a bit off, but I don't know. I mean, it's I guess what it comes down to is it's up to you if you want to hear it or not.
I think it's a good idea. I don't see how it could do any harm. The worst that could happen is if I didn't really understand it the way you hoped I will.
Right.
There's no way to find that out except try.